Welcome to Saints on Wheels Ministry Church. Liberation is our mission. We direct and redirect lost souls back to Christ through the Word and power of God. We believe that there is nothing more important than saving a soul. Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. for a word from the Lord. Tuesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. This is a reading blog and it will be read to you. So all you have to do is listen and be blessed. And remember, Jesus loves you. Our message for today is, It's Time to Wake Up. Introduction. There is absolutely no doubt in this preacher's mind that millions of people go to churches in many locations, but the Word of God is not being taught. They have classes that don't teach you anything because they are tainted and not fully covered with the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Yet, millions of churchgoers haven't got a clue that they are being conditioned. They do a tremendous amount of listening but do not react to anything that is divine in nature. There are many varieties of others spitting out the Word so fast that many are mesmerized. The next step is that the followers won't be able to rightly divide the word coming at them like a storm. The Bible says that you cannot have any other gods to take the place of the true and living God. Yet, billions of people have chosen Satan as their god and follow his every word. Anyone found in a disrupted atmosphere like this one is in danger of being disconnected from the love of God. It is not God's will that anyone should wind up in hell. So, here is a message for all who have an ear to hear and eyes to see these blessed words. The Lord is warning you, it's time to wake up. Chapter 1. It's time to wake up. It's time to talk about the house of God and all the people who go there. Many folks find solitude and comfort in hiding in the church. In this location, millions of so-called pastors are feeding them rotten food like the prosperity program. Some proclaim that you must sow a seed in their blessed ministry or give God your best offer first. Only then shall you be able to receive your blessing. How about this one? A deceptive come-as-you-are-free-will buffet. Such tainted delectables constantly keep the recipient's equilibrium off. Meaning, that when such lost souls hear the word, it just makes them feel good. No one is offended because there are only sweet words that come across the airwaves. The church today has become a place of refuge where the sinners now feel secure in the notion that they are okay. Therefore, the congregation can be whatever they want to be and dress how they want, despite what the doctrine of the Lord says. None of them have any reason why they should feel remorse for anything they may have said or done. The consensus is that I'm still a work in progress, and the Lord knows my heart. They are also secured in the words that tell them that God is loving and will forgive them for everything. The accepted false words also convey that their bond with God cannot be broken. Now here is where not knowing the Lord causes such people trouble. Greater love no man have than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever, I command you. John 15:13 14. Friends don't lead friends into a place where God's voice is not resonating. Yes, God is a loving God, but there is also another side of the Father that they do not know, simply because they do not have a valid relationship with Him. It is also written, For it had been better for them not to have known the ways of righteousness, than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. 2 Peter 2:21. Listen, the moment we perceive we are safe in a place called the house of prayer, but the truth is that God is nowhere to be found, well then, my friends, that is a death trap. The wrath of God begins in the house of the Lord. Therefore, you don't want to be found in that church when the Father pours out His wrath upon this sinful earth. Again, judgment begins in the house of the Lord. Maybe you forgot that Jesus beat the money changers out of the house. He said, My Father's house should be called the house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of thieves. Listen, my friends, if the Lord felt this way when He encountered disruption, why do such actions not affect us as believers? I'll tell you once more why. Because such people have been turned over to the spirit of delusion. It's time to wake up. Chapter 2. Prove all things. I have said it before, and now I am compelled to say it again. When you walk into a building that is called the church, and the first thing you see is the lunch menu, it's no longer a church. If you can walk into the sanctuary and see theatrical lights hanging everywhere, and giant TVs all over the place, my friends, you are in the club, called the church. Blinded people can't prove anything because they cannot see, but those of us who have been converted by the Lord's salvation plan see and hear the truth anytime it comes our way. Once you see sin with your redeemed sight, your inner man will immediately warn you that this does not please the Lord. This means that you will leave that location. Again, the word of the Lord expresses to us the beliefs, what does light have to do with darkness? Therefore, lingering in this cove will place you in harm's way. How do you know this is a true statement? Because your spirit won't agree with the atmosphere. Remember, What does darkness have to do with light? If the truth was told, then the Lord would have let you know not to even go to that location. Since you are connected to the vine, you will be able to hear the Spirit when He speaks to you. Paul said, "There are many voices in the world, but we the children of the kingdom will know only the voice of the Lord, and we will obey His command." If you can't hear from the Lord, you are surely disconnected from Him. With this fact firmly in place, there is a price that God will be requiring for such unlawful assembly. Listen, the atmosphere that you find yourself in tells you clearly what you can expect. With that being said, the Word says this. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:21-23. The words, prove all things, tell you, the believer, to watch and pray, because if you don't, you will be caught in a trap set by the devil. Again, if you cannot hear the Lord's voice, you are disconnected. Too often, millions of people listen to many other folks proclaiming they are of the Lord. And they alone are speaking directly with Him, so His will is being carried out through them. So then, lost souls listen and follow their words, which are nothing more than lies from Beelzebub. Only through the mind of Christ is understanding then activated within the believer. So, then we will only gravitate to that which is good. And we will always separate ourselves from anything that even looks like it has an evil connotation attached to it. As we do this, God makes us whole as we walk in peace with Him. We do this because we love Him and want our spirit, body, and soul to be preserved blameless when Jesus comes back to get us. In other words, unless we are considering doing the will of the Lord, shall we not become blinded from receiving God's truth but are being led into the place called illusion? Again, unless we are connected to the vine, there is no way for us to know or follow the voice of the Lord. Which also means we cannot prove all things. But rather become the followers of all things that pertain to evil. Remember the word. You can't do anything unless you are connected to the Lord. You must be born again, because that which is connected to corruption is not double activated through the flesh. We who are saved know that they who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, if we are the children of salvation, we are of the Spirit of the Lord. Which means, we have a sound mind working in us. The Word says this. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all may be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2:11-12 The Word this cause. This means you have rejected the will of the Lord for so long that He has decided to let you do all that is good in your sight, because no matter what He does for you, you are walking in rejection when He speaks to you. Unsaved people will always listen to false voices. The internet is replete with such word talkers. One lady prophet said this is going to happen. Then a man comes on and says to listen to him, because he is close to the Lord, and later on comes a pastor saying that you must sow seeds in his ministry because God said so. The followers of such false leaders hang on every word that comes from these liars because they are blinded from the hope of salvation. Their pleasures are all in the love of the world and all that it has to offer. And this is but one reason why a lie is readily accepted. These lost souls have been transformed through demonic nature of the day stares influence. All communication is deemed as the absolute truth in their ears. Again, I remind you about Paul. Paul said many voices are speaking in the world. Some are speaking the truth and others speak lies. Nevertheless, unless we are connected to the vine, we shall never hear from the Lord. Why is it so hard for so many people to be able to identify devilish activities before they appear to them? It is because they have no affiliation with the salvation plan of the Lord. Anyone unable to discern the truth in a disrupting environment is not connected to the Lord's help center, the Holy Spirit. In other words, a child of the kingdom would never consent to going to any place without first acknowledging the Lord. Again, it's time to wake up. Chapter 3. What voice are you follow? Anyone who willingly bypasses the Lord's processing is surely blinded from receiving the truth. I can't say this enough. Jesus said this. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. Are you getting this? They will not follow a strange voice. They will flee from a false leader. With that being said, how is it then that many people find themselves being members of a place where a stranger is talking nonsense? If we cannot control our minds and bodies, the power of the Lord has been removed from the soul that is following the voices of this world. Listen, my friends, as the children of the Lord we are given the gift of the Holy Spirit who will lead and guide us to all God's truth, but as I have said, if you cannot hear the voice of the Lord, the devil has you in his grips. People who fail to hear and follow the word of the Lord are not connected to the vine, which is Christ Jesus. We, the children of God, walk by faith and nothing less. So, when we are strolling along, out of sync with divine inception, God is not being pleased. So then, the blind are walking around without any protection from the Lord. So, they must fall prey to Satan and his people. The word says this: If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from all their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Let us go back to the word which says they know my voice and I know them. Knowing him means you are only looking to hear his voice alone, and you can block out other voices. This means that you are his people. Then you know how to humble yourself before him so that you can hear and then be fed. Because you are being led by the Lord's Spirit, if you have sinned, you can be forgiven and restored into the fold. Once more, I must tell you, that being out of the will of the Lord means that you shall become a victim in the service of Satan. This also means you will not listen out for the voice of the Lord, but a stranger you will be able to hear. Unsaved people love freedom and pleasure, therefore they will be growing up with those who have the same passion, which in their eyes is a sign that what they are doing is okay. Even then they see many so-called preachers who are not beginning to be exposed for their sins, not one word of dissatisfaction comes out of their mouths. So, when they fall, shall all the people who are their followers fall also. Nevertheless, members of that association are living in the cove of blindness. So, they must fall into the death ditch with the leaders. Again, such folk will follow other voices to their death. How many people do you know who follow unsaved commenters online, but they are not their pastors? I have heard many people say, "Oh, he is a great man of God." How is it possible for a lost or disconnected soul to be able to identify God's leaders when they are blinded from receiving truth? Remember, the word says that the things of God are spiritually discerning, and no natural man can know the things of the Lord. In other words, if we are not God's people, and we are not seeking his face, through his word and his power, how then are we enabled to receive the blessing we so desperately are in need of? Disobedience does not bring about divine resolutions. Which means, you will not receive your healing. At this point, I need to refer you back to the top of this message. It's time to wake up. Many people who go to church are brain dead. I know this because the word of the Lord tells me so. It's time to wake up. For many people, what they have come to believe is the truth, is nothing more than another lie that comes from your God Satan. If you are connected to the Lord, then you would know this. Man's ways are of the Lord, how then can a man understand his way? Apart from the Lord, we are all just sitting targets for the devil. My friends, it's time to wake up. In other words, without the Lord's Spirit living inside of us, there is no way for us to know the truth, because we are deaf, dumb, and blinded from all that is divine. It's time to wake up. Chapter 4. Doubt blocks all hope avenues. Doubt is unbelief, and if it has attached itself to you, you are headed straight into the hands of the murderer. Worldly wisdom teaches foolish folk to obey what man says and disregard the word of the Lord. Therefore, those who walk into this venue have become the walking dead. The only thing they can look forward to is hell as their final dwelling place. This is part of what will happen to anyone who willingly rejects the will of the Father. Let us go to the Bible again. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:18. In other words, if anyone decides to listen to the voices of Baal, they have chosen to themselves a master who can never love them. Abuse is all they can be sure to receive from that false weight. There is nothing divine and sound in torment. Doubt can be removed from your life only by putting God first. The day you choose to follow the word, you are accepting the counsel of the ungodly. The Bible says this to you who are lost in this wave of disruption. Don't sit or stand in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Psalms 1:1. The moment you feel it's okay to hang out with unsaved people, you have disconnected yourself from the Lord. As the people of the Lord, we are not to hang out with unfruitful people or evil workers. If we do, well then, it is very clear that we have turned our back on the Lord's will and are taking up the mantle of the misfit. It's time to wake up. The word of God is very clear. He that doubted is damned already, because he believeth not the word of the Lord. Our God gives his people peaceful minds. Therefore, in times of a storm, we can stand in the liberty of the Lord. We know he will never leave us alone. He not only said it to us as his followers, but Jesus proved it when he sent the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us to all God's truth. It's time to wake up. Chapter 5. Awaking from sleep. Millions of people who are members of a place resembling the church are not concerned about the fact that in that location God is not in the midst. Listen, please. The word says this. But though we or an angel from heaven preach another gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Galatians 1:8. In other words, people who come to you as the oracle of the Lord and give you a so-called message, and it does not line up with the word of God, that person you are looking at is not of the Lord, but he is a cursed thing. Therefore you must disconnect yourself with such a person. Anyone unable to identify this information is without a doubt sleeping on all things concerning salvation. Many have a form of godliness but will not follow the leading of the Lord. So then, anyone caught in this position is not only blinded, but has been disconnected from receiving truth from the Lord. In other words, no one should have to tell you that what you are seeing, saying, and doing is wrong, because it's built into you to know that fact. However, for those who will not do what it takes to correct such decadence, it's because they are asleep to the will of the Lord. So, the word tells us this. And that, knowing the time, now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Romans 13:11. Meaning to say, if you can see sin rising before you, it's time for you to choose the Lord's method and do what is biblical. But for those who will not follow suit, it's because they don't want to adhere to the principles set for believers to adapt to. So, they are asleep to the conversations of the Father. Therefore, the judgment of the Lord shall rain down upon them because they have willfully neglected to do what is right in the sight of the Lord. Okay, let us see what the Bible says on this. For it had been better for them not to have known the ways of righteousness, than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. 2 Peter 2:21. Many people are walking dead. Aimlessly they go about their daily routines, falling into many temptations and traps set off by the father of lies, Satan. Yet, they are unable to recognize the jeopardy they are in. Their lives are falling apart, family members are without a doubt out of control. Many pastors are out of order. The people who follow them are blinded from receiving from the Lord. Again, mixed up people love running to the place called the house of God. Once more, I must tell you this. God will turn disobedient children into the hands of delusion, and in this realm, you can never wake up from that state of confusion. God makes many ways for us not to get caught in the traps of the enemy, but again, disobedience places all the way to be caught up in the hands of the misfits. It's time to wake up. Copyrights, C, 2024 by Ambassador Ray K. Payne. All rights reserved. No part of this material may be used for copying or reproducing in any form without the written permission of the author. Some quotes and scriptures came from the King James Open Bible. Copyright, C, 1985 by Thomas Nelson Incorporated, printed in the United States of America, 1,234,567,890-06. All rights reserved.